plagued a potential nugget.
Just the final question, Maher. You spoke about potential in the context of kids in some of these schools. Again, the title of this podcast is Play to Potential. And there are two pieces to this when I think about it. One is, you know, just like businesses ask two questions in the context of the strategy, which is where to play and how to win. I feel leaders ask two questions as they go through their journey, where to go and how to grow. In summary, any headline themes on how people could play to their unique potential?
I think you can play to your unique potential if you have a passion in whatever you do. And very often you don't even realize possibly what your passion is. I do realize that. So then even if you don't have your passion, I would say in terms of the commitments you make to yourself, simple commitments, if you were to make a commitment to yourself that I should not have more than one coffee a day, or I should do my 1 hour of exercise or my 1 hour of meditation every other day. If you stick to those commitments, I think you feel good about yourself and you're willing to take on the next and you're willing to take on the next. And that's how you grow as an individual. And I also feel that as a leader, I think the most important thing is to be self-aware and lead yourself before you can lead others. So getting in touch with who you really are, I think, matters over time. I don't know if I've answered it.
I think
sometimes I speak of passion because I do have certain passions. But I do see many, many people who say, I don't have that passion right now. You know, so then what? And then I'm saying, have confidence in yourself and be committed to whatever you commit to. And somehow something will click somewhere.
And it goes back to the one of the phrases you use, self-awareness, right? It's sort of also not just doing, but also reflecting on the doing. Over time, hopefully
something comes up. Yeah.
But lovely. Thanks so much for your time, Maher. A pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Maher makes an interesting point about people often not knowing what their passion is. It's a tricky question indeed to answer. But in my work with leaders in transition, when I help them with the question where to go, the first point is often asking them, do you know yourself well? And why don't you talk to people on the home and work front and really find out from them when they see you energized and when they find you deflated? That can be a good starting point for figuring out what next. I find that often people try to get to this insight by inward reflection alone, and that alone can be quite suboptimal from a data gathering point of view in getting to what really energizes you. If this is of interest, you might want to look up the work of Tasha Urich, whose research self-awareness and is the author of the book Insight, Why We Are Not As Self-Aware As We Think. I am also reminded of the insight from the book Designing Your Life, written by professors from Stanford D School. They talk about the notion of wayfinding, where we need to take a best guess of where we want to go and then change course along the way. Almost like how you design a product and have multiple prototypes. Too many people try to get to the passion question in a static manner. And given my limited understanding of the subject, the solution to the question is something that evolves over time and cannot be solved in a one-time static manner. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. For nuggets from other speakers and for curated playlists across themes.